Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the book of Psalms, Psalm 91, beginning at verse 1. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him I will trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked, because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you, to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra. The young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the wonderful gift and the wonderful tool and weapon that we find in Psalm 91. And thank you for the opportunity for us to grow in our understanding of how to take this powerful weapon and use it for the building of your kingdom, for your glory, and for the tearing down of the kingdom of darkness. Lord, help us to grow much and learn much about how to be more effective and faithful warriors in your kingdom who know how to, with skill and grace and in the power of your Holy Spirit, use the weapons you've made available to us to go forward as victorious warriors in your kingdom. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Again, I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. I want to remind you once again, my email is jparker@afa.net. Again, that's jparker@afa.net. Please do email us to get any of the prayer tools that we share, that we typically talk about, and we specifically the Kingdom Prayers prayer tool, Psalm 91, and others that you might can use. We really want you to have them both for your use in your own personal life, for use with your family, but also to share with other brothers and sisters in Christ, because there's such a need for believers to become skillful in the area of their prayer, their life of prayer and intercession. We're all called to be people given to prayer. Let's be faithful to do just that. We're honored to have as our guests today, once again, Angie Shum, as well as a new guest with us who's working with Angie, Stephanie. Is that Likens?
Yeah.
Okay, great to have you all with us today. And if you'll take a moment to just, Angie, reintroduce yourself, and Stephanie, if you'll introduce yourself to our listeners, we'd appreciate that.
Well, the Psalm 91 book is one of the most favorite teachings that you can have in your life. I mean, it is the go-to book. It is the go-to chapter in your Bible to find protection. And my mother just felt like that she was supposed to put together all the different teachings that on Psalm 91, each verse. And she, you know, she was telling me, she said, Angie, there's not one evil known to man that's not covered in this psalm with protection. And so I had the joy of being raised in a family who, at a very early age, they started teaching me about the power of Psalm 91. And my mom and I have enjoyed sharing it ever since. And it's brought other people into it, like Steph.
That's good. That's good. And Stephanie, tell our listeners a little bit about yourself as well.
You know, with two great leaders like Angie and Peggy Joyce, I've been able to just kind of get in right behind them and do all of the fun things in ministry. And so I get to do, oh my goodness, a lot of things in ministry, from traveling to running the Christian radio station. And, you know, they've just completely pulled my whole family in. In fact, on one of the books, the covers, my whole family is actually pictured on one of the Psalm 91 books. And so that's how deeply we have come into this ministry and how deeply this word has just spoken to us, and it's just become a true foundation for us with these promises of God. So I'm looking forward to people learning about this and, you know, learning that God is faithful and he has promises of protection for you.
Okay. Thank you for sharing that. And Angie, I want to ask if you'll take a moment to kind of re-share. Of course, you've been our, we've had the privilege of having you and your mom as our guests on a number of occasions in the past. But specifically, if you'll just kind of share just briefly, just kind of background to help believers that are listening to better understand kind of the origins of the ministry. And also, too, the fact is we probably have lots of people that may not have caught the other broadcast at all. And it's so important for believers to grasp why a weapon like Psalm 91 is so important to take and learn how to use in the dangerous and the crazy culture and world we live in. So share a little bit more about the background of how the ministry came into its mission.
Yeah, it's a crazy world out there. I'm telling you, the Psalm 91, it needs to be in every school. It needs to be in every church. I mean, every person needs to have Psalm 91 in their hands and understanding it. And it's interesting how it came about. Like, my mom was plagued with a lot of fears. I mean, I just remember growing up and just, you know, just thinking it was amazing somebody that could just have that many fears about everything. And then to see her transform in front of my eyes with, you know, my dad taking the active point and praying for her and that the Lord just delivered her from her fear. But what was interesting is the Lord had an assignment for her. And so she had got a bad report on somebody and she had just asked the Lord, how do you survive in a world like this? It's, I mean, just everything comes against you. And no sooner has she asked that of the Lord, of just saying, what can you do about it, that she fell asleep. And in her sleep, she had a dream, and the Lord just spoke to her very clearly that in your day of trouble, if you'll call upon me, I'll answer you. And she saw herself just lift her hands in the dream and just start thanking the Lord and praising him, and suddenly it exploded from being just one person to a whole field of people worshiping the Lord. And, you know, when she woke up, she knew that God had supernaturally given her the answer. Now, she didn't know exactly what the answer was because she didn't know her Bible and she didn't know where the scripture was.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that dream has come to pass with, you know, us putting the numbers of books into the military is just up into, I think we've hit 6 million and books put all over the world in different languages. And that's a lot of what we do is we try to get the books into deep need places. You know, I think of some of the things going on in some world events right now where there's just chaos and people are afraid for their lives. And, you know, just being proactive on that and just helping people get Psalm 91. I'd like to see what a difference it makes. You know, a lot of people, you know, are pretty content with, you know, you can sign your testimony in your blood, but there's also something to be said for God asking us to pray that there be more workers put out in the field.
Mm-hmm.
And Psalm 91 is that worker's manual that you need to pray protection. So, like I tell you, that you are able to finish everything God's told you to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't too long ago, I was talking to a guy, and he's very close to me. He works with me in ministry. And he was telling me, I don't know if I can keep holding up anymore on this ministry field. And I looked at him and I told him, are you serious? And I knew he was fighting for his life. And everything in me emotionally, I just wanted to fall down on the ground and cry, just thinking about what some people go through and how blessed we are in this country not to be under the persecution they are.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew I had to say the tough thing to him. And I told him, what are you doing, trying to be lazy? And I said, are you trying to get out of this world and die an early death? I said, we've got work to do. We don't have any replacements. Now get back out there and live another year.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was unique to see him take Psalm 91 into his culture. And, you know, for them, it is really life and death.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I would like to say that's just them over there in that other country. But the truth is, for our lives, it's life and death.
That's true. That is so true. Because again, we think of just the tragic shootings all by themselves that have happened over the past couple decades. Just all the school shootings and shootings in churches and shootings in workplaces and shootings in all kinds of places, and you wonder why in the world people just seem to go crazy in our culture. Well, again, it's all spiritual warfare. It's helpful to understand. It's spiritual warfare, but again, the powerful tool that God has given us in His Word in many places, but especially in Psalm 91. It's a tool that believers need to be taught practically how to take and use every day for themselves and for their families and the world they live in, too. So today we're going to talk about one of the books. Now, how many Psalm 91 books has your mom written altogether?
It's unlimited.
Unlimited. Okay. Still in process.
There's always one in the works.
Okay. Well, today we're going to talk about the one that is geared towards youth, teenagers, that age group kind of, right?
Yes. And then I have people in their 80s call me telling me, I love this book. So I hate to put an age on it, but it's for those young at heart that want a lot of action in their life.
Okay. All right. And let me say to all of our listeners, too, I'm going to give my email again, but also Angie and Stephanie are going to share their email and their contact and website information, too, because every single listener, if you don't have a written copy of a Psalm 91 prayer, you need to get in touch with us and get one and start using it today, because it's a prayer that every day you pray it, God will answer it. And it's a powerful tool for divine protection for your physical well-being and your health as well. And every believer would be wise to pray it absolutely every single day. So as we start looking at the book, now again, what is the title of this particular book, the exact title of this particular one?
The title of this one is Psalm 91 for Teens.
Okay. And of course, as you just mentioned, it's really geared towards teens and also young adults, but really any age group that really wants to get it and use it then, right?
Yes, and what happened with this book is we just decided to take a more kind of in-your-face approach that this younger culture seems to have. Now, I have a daughter who just graduated high school, and I have a son who's a junior, so I get to hear a lot of their conversations and a lot of their conversations with their friends and you know, how they talk to one another and what this generation is really looking for. And, you know, I believe they really want just straight truth.
Mm-hmm. In fact, our testimonies were so shocking that I would tell them, hey, you're going to have children. You sure you want this published? And so we call this our raw, unedited versions. And it's, in some ways, it's a gift back to my mother for giving us the teachings on Psalm 91. It's basically our college kids and how they live Psalm 91 in their life. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so Steph has brought it to a new dimension with children and helping me spread it all over the world.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Well, I'm going to ask if either one of you just say a quick word of prayer for God to really help our listeners to have ears to hear as we move forward in talking about this particular book, Psalm 91 for Teens.
Okay. Well, Father, we just come to you today, Lord, and Father, we just thank you that you are so good. Father, that you give us promises of protection. Father, we know that your word works. We know that your word is truth. And Father, we just thank you for this word that we're going to speak about today, Father, the promises of protection. And Father, we just put a call on these things that are on the side of our heads, and we say, ears hear, in Jesus' name. Lord, that the ears hear what they need to hear, Father, that you would just use our voices, Father, to speak to people who need to hear this message. And Father, I thank you when the ears hear it, Father, that the heart will grab hold of it. And Father, that you'll give them ways to apply this to their life and apply it to the lives of those that they love. In Jesus' name.
Amen. We're coming up on a break, and so we'll pick up on the other side. Our phone guests today are Angie Shum and Stephanie Likens of Peggy Joyce Ruth Ministries. We'll be right back.
Clap your hands, everybody. Come on. If God's been faithful, then sing along with us. Everybody say faithful.
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 Faithful,
faithful is
faithful
our God.
Is our God.
Come on, all over the world.
Faithful.
Say faithful.
Faithful,
faithful,
faithful
is our God.
Faithful is our God.
Come on, say faithful.
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 Faithful is our God.
Faithful is our God.
Yes, He is. Come on, say faithful.
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 Faithful
is our God.
Faithful is our God.
I'm reaping the harvest.
I'm reaping the harvest God promised me.
Take back what the devil stole from me.
And
I rejoice today.
For
I shall recover it all.
I shall recover it all.
Yes, I rejoice today.
I rejoice today. For I shall recover it all.
The music of Hezekiah Walker, Faithful is Our God. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guests today are Angie Shum and Stephanie Likens. We're looking today at the book Psalm 91 for Teens. The author, Peggy Joyce Ruth, Angie's mom, is the author of that particular book, and Stephanie is the editor. So as we jump right into the book itself again, Psalm 91 for Teens, if you all would, tell us again, specifically, now the first chapter is entitled, Where's Your Secret Hiding Place? What does the first chapter say to us as it introduces the mission of the book?
You know, Pastor Parker, I want to back up just before we get into the book, because the introduction is so good, and I happen to be there for this one, on this testimony. And it just, you know, shows that God always has an idea for us. And it was the first mission trip that I had gone on with this ministry. And so you can imagine a married couple with two children. My kids were small at this point. And we drove all the way from Texas to Florida to do a mission trip. And we were with all college students. So it was already kind of crazy, as you can imagine. But here we are in traffic. And we're in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And most of the kids are in a big van, and they're in front of me, and I'm driving my Suburban behind. And I just saw a book fly out of the van and go into the car beside them. And I thought to myself, what is going on? So I asked Kyle, what happened? And this is what he said. He looked over at a lady as we were at a stoplight, and the stoplight lasted a long time. And he saw that she was reading a New Age book. And he decided, I'm going to do something offensive. I'm going to make an offensive move because this lady needs Psalm 91. She doesn't need that New Age book. And so he felt like the Lord told him, then just throw the book in there.
And throw it into her car.
Throw it into her car. So he threw the book into her car. It actually hit the book she was reading out of her hand, and she latched on to the Psalm 91 book. She caught it. So the books just switched. And at first he thought, oh my gosh, she's about to be really angry. But instead she screamed, I have been looking for this book. I can't believe it. I wanted this book. And so I'm hoping that today that we can switch some books out.
That's
as we go through these chapters, because God always has adventure for us, and he always has great ideas.
That's right. That's right.
He must have had some help for it to land exactly in her hands and knock one out and put another one in.
That's right.
I think God has a sense of humor.
That's a neat story. Okay.
Well, to answer your question about the security and the hiding place, you know, Ma was telling me a story that she used to go into her parents' bedroom and just listen when she was a little bitty kid to see if they were breathing. And you know how cruel neighborhood kids could be, but they had told her, you know, your dad's been fighting in the war, and when he comes home, he'll be in a box. And, you know, that had started plaguing my mom with torment. And so Psalm 91, you cannot subtract from it that first verse that is an invitation to get into a secret place with God. And people have to find that hiding place with the Lord. Honestly, I don't know how you can mentally, emotionally, spiritually make it during the times we're living in if you don't find that special place with the Lord. And that means every morning putting that time in, spending time in His presence, getting things under our feet. you know, Mother tells this warm story, and, you know, I was just thinking for a minute to tell, to ask, you know, what's the place you go to that's the most secure place for you on earth? You know, where is that place for you? You know, sometimes it's a warm fire on a cold night with a storm going on outside. But, you know, she told me about when she was a kid that she and her brother and sister were in a boat with her parents,
mm-hmm.
and they were having more fun fishing than you could imagine. My grandpa would have them catch perch, and it was really a trick he was doing with the kids, because he'd use those perch, and then he'd bait his trot lines, and then they'd throw the big catfish in the bottom of the boat. My mom said it was like a carnival and Christmas all together, as everybody was squealing as those big old catfish came over the side of the boat.
Mm-hmm.
And they were having more fun, but somebody didn't get the weather report. And a storm came up, and it was thundering and lightning and crazy weather, the hail. My grandfather looked, and he knew he couldn't make it back to where they had put the boat in, so they just went for this little island. I think it's called Goat Island. The other day I told Mom, do you think after all these years we could find that place?
Mm-hmm.
And so they went. And at that time, this deserted island, my grandpa drug the boat up on the land.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a canvas tarp in it, and he put it over his family. And Mother said they were under there, and she looked in my grandmother's eyes, and she said she could see the fear. And she said as a kid, the waves are beating against the shore and the lightning. And she said the hail, it was just pouring down. But she felt something, and she said what she felt was my grandpa put his arms around his family. And when she felt his arm on her shoulder, she said she had the most unusual feeling. She said, I wish this storm would last forever.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's how it has to feel with the way that we're going through storms in life, is that when you feel the presence of other of your father's arms around you, it's something that it makes the storm be second to you. Mm-hmm. It makes that thing be where that the sense of security,
mm-hmm.
because we're living in a very unsecure world.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's beating down, the gates of hell are beating down, and it won't prevail.
As long as we know how to dwell in the secret place, that close, intimate walk relationship with the Lord, that's so, so important then. So, okay. So the first chapter introduces us with the first verse of Psalm 91 then, correct?
Yes.
Okay then. And basically the book is written where you she would step through the psalm one verse at a time, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And she would just expound upon each verse, because sometimes I think we read it through so fast we're not really thinking through, wow, this psalm covers everything we're facing.
Mm-hmm.
And as many times as I've heard my mom give it, I get something new out of it every time she speaks on it.
That's good. That's good. Now, I know, like, in verse 2 specifically says the words, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him I will trust. Why would, and I want you to share with our listeners, why is it so important for us to speak God's word out loud?
Well, Steph has a she goes into everything mouth first. That's why you put her on the radio.
Okay.
No, speaking the word is so important. I mean, there's just no power in thinking it. It has to be something that where you declare your faith.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you sit there and you do this little experiment of going and start complaining and talking about how bad things are, you just start feeling yourself go down. But when you start saying, the Lord is my refuge, my God, the one in whom I trust.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how bad of what you're going through. Once you hear it start coming out your mouth, your ears start paying attention, and you feel your faith starts kicking around.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, you know, something I want to mention, too, and I'm going to ask if the two of you would expound on it to what extent, whatever extent you'd like to. But, you know, I think of this. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 18, verse 21, it says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. I think we live in a world where many believers have never been taught the skill of how to take their faith and use it skillfully and wisely. And that's why sometimes they're defeated so easily, because they're not learning to skillfully put the faith to work. And part of that is drawn out in that verse in Psalm 91, that it's telling you to speak the word specifically, I will say of the Lord. And many believers need to understand the words we speak make all the difference in our life every single day. Would you all expound on that?
Yes, you know, Pastor Parker, we are made in the image of the living God.
Mm-hmm.
And when he created the world, he did so by speaking it.
Mm-hmm.
And if God's word is powerful and we have the Holy Spirit living on the inside of us, then our words must be powerful too.
That's right.
That's why the Proverbs 18:21, you know, is just, like I like to say, it's just plain talk.
Mm-hmm.
If you speak death, that's what you're going to get. If you speak life, that's what you're going to get.
That's
and
right.
It's not just the words. It's the faith that you're putting behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I have an opportunity to work with college students and young people. And, you know, when you really start listening to how someone speaks and just what little sayings they pick up, most of them are not good, and they're not bringing life.
Mm-hmm.
And so it really takes somebody being on purpose, really listening. You know, just like I really love that we prayed about people having ears to hear, because faith comes by hearing, mm-hmm. and hearing by the word of God.
That's right.
And so it is so important to watch the words of your mouth. And when you start understanding that your words are powerful and that they have authority, that they can bring healing and deliverance, you're going to really watch what you say. Because
that's
if
right.
you have that in the positive, then you'll have it in the negative.
Mm.
And it's another reason why I do Christian radio.
Mm-hmm.
Because you see people, they'll start really belting it out, and the words to the song are horrible. And we have got to be careful what our confessions are, what our declarations are.
Mm.
We must speak life.
That's right. That is so important. So, I wanted to ask you too. In the book, it's one story that is so touching and very powerful about a young lady. One Sunday morning, had an intruder come into her house. Would you all share about that specific story?
You bet. That was Julie.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we don't always get okay, get ready. You're about to have to use your authority.
Yep.
You're about to need your Psalm 91 covenant of protection today. So that's why it's so important every morning to get up and have your prayer time in, get your relationship with the Lord solidified, and ask him to guide your steps.
Mm-hmm.
And so Julie was doing just that one Sunday morning, and she heard a knock at her door, and it was 7 o'clock in the morning, so you know, you think, you know, at 7 o'clock in the morning, what could happen? Until she cracked the door open just a little bit, and a large man burst into her house.
Mm.
Now, at that moment, shock and fear try to take over. And so they wrestled around for just a little while, fighting, literally fighting, wrestling in, like, her living room.
Mm-hmm.
But faith started to arise in Julie. And it's because she had been putting the word in her,
mm-hmm.
preventatively, so that when something came like this, she's trained. She's trained herself in the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
She's put her faith on the word of God. So she began to say out loud, "Jesus, help me. Jesus, help me."
Mm-hmm.
Now the attacker, you know, was just telling her, "Shut up." And, you know, because he was there to assault her.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes when we get in situations like this, our emotions are going hysterical.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But your spirit can still be really strong.
That's right. That's right.
And this guy, as you can imagine, his eyes were glazed over, and he had just this demonic look on him.
Mm-hmm.
But Julie kept calling on Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
She endured in it. She kept on calling. And he looked her in the eye, and he said to her, "There are demons in this room." And Julie kept calling on God, and she said, "Well, my angels are stronger than your demons."
Mm.
And at that moment, after all the wrestling, it froze the guy. It just kind of seized him.
Mm-hmm.
And she never quit calling out to the Lord. And at that point, she was able to break free and get away from the guy and get out of her apartment.
Mm.
Later on, the police found the guy, and he had assaulted numerous women.
Mm.
and she was the only one that escaped without harm.
Praise God.
You know, and I think that you have to preventatively think through this in your mind so that, like Steph was saying, that you have a knee-jerk reaction to let the word come out of your mouth instead of paralyzing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I knew, having been raised in the country and then moving to Dallas, that, you know, it was a different set of, you know, attacks that you're going to face there that you don't normally face in a small town.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a similar situation where, in an apartment complex, some guys in a car pulled up next to me, and they decided to put me in the back of the car with them. And, you know, my dad had always trained me to use the Word of God, and he told me just immediately go straight into the Word of God, but I didn't. I tried some other things first. I tried being funny, and, you know, they told me they were going to take me for a ride, and I made a joke of, you know, back to him, and then the
Angie,
next thing.
I'm going to jump in here real quick. We're coming up on a break, and we'll pick up right there on the other side, okay? Our phone guests today are Angie Shum and Stephanie Likens with Peggy Joyce Ruth Ministries. We'll be right back. Music of Dunson Oyakon, the song Amazing. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guests today are Angie Shum and Stephanie Likens, and we're discussing looking at the book, Psalm 91 for Teens. Angie, if you'll pick up where you left off, you were sharing about a testimony of an incident that happened in your life.
Well, we were discussing the fact that just the words of our mouth are so important. And, you know, you just never know what will come out your mouth if you're not preparing your heart with the Word of God. You can almost guarantee it won't be the right thing. And my dad had just really made a big deal with my growing up years to just really cultivate the fact that I would have the Word of God come out of my mouth no matter what I was facing. And I lived a lot of crazy stories with him, and most of them wound up in the book. And everybody enjoys them, but the truth is, they're a little bit more testy to live than they are to read about.
Mm-hmm.
But the Lord has been very faithful with us with Psalm 91. But I was a country girl in the city in Dallas. And when I was at an apartment complex and they had me backed up against the fence with four guys in a car, and they decided they wanted to put me in the car with them, I decided to delay a little bit of what my dad had told me to do. I tried using a sense of humor with them and just come into them very, you know, you know, just disarm them with humor and you know, just de-escalate the situation, because I wasn't about to let happen what I could tell was about to happen to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I told some funny jokes. I thought I was really funny, and I thought, you know, part of that's what I thought I was trained to do, was not be afraid in a situation that, you know, most of the time would have, you know, frightened you.
Mm-hmm.
Then I tried to put fear on them, and that didn't work. And the next thing that happened was the guy in the front, he told them to, he liked the gold chain I had around my neck, and I had just gotten it at Penny's. I was like, my gosh, I'm going to be killed for less than $20. And so anyway, he told them, grab her by the chain and drag her into the back of the car. And I knew then it all depended on what I'd been trained to do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you have those moments in life, it's either going to work completely or not at all, because instead of stepping away from them and running like a turkey, I stepped straight into him, and I put my hand on his arm, and I looked him straight in the eye, and I told him, my body belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ, and you can't touch me.
Mm-hmm.
The funniest thing, I converted the whole car, because they all go, we do too, we do too. They were all just saying they were all. I was like, wow. It's funny what boldness does to a situation, that it turns it on its ear.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they just were shaking as much as, it looked like the whole car was shaking when they got out of there.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to just, I had to reclaim that territory that they couldn't touch me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's real similar to the story that Steph told of Julie, who, you know, we were waiting a Sunday dinner for her, never knowing she was going through the fight of her life.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it's just in those moments of being prepared to just let your authority come out your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And I love sharing that with teenagers, because I don't think they think of, they don't even think of that possibility of speaking the word. And I'm so thankful that my dad just, he made that be the way he armored me. Some men give their girls training with a, you know, at the, you know, marksman with a gun.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my dad instead had taught me that the strongest weapon you can possibly use is the one that comes out your mouth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it has the authority that the Lord just, it backs up what you bind and what you loose.
That's right. That's right. You know, you just touched on one such a powerful point in particular, Angie, that, you know, in the natural, we hold the weapons, the normal weapons that we use with our hand, whereas in the mm-hmm. spirit, we use them, some of the key weapons we have, we speak them with our mouth. And it's
yep.
helpful to understand that. Just like the ability to hold a gun or a knife in the natural, compare that to the ability to speak the word of God when it comes to spiritual things as well. So very important point to really look at as well. So
Jesus is right. I know in my life, when I've done it in the natural, I get very natural results.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care if you are a Christian, if you don't slip into the Word of God and you just do it in the natural,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm, Jesus is right. Exactly. He said, you know, if you live by a sword, you'll die by a sword. But the truth, what he's telling you is, if you live by a natural sword, you die by a natural death.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that, with our college kids, I've had to train them. And, you know, one of the funny stories, and I had to try to see how to tell it in the book, but one of my college girls had a job on one side of the town, and her first job ended the exact same time that her second job started.
Mm-hmm.
And she was changing into her next uniform and driving and doing all those things that you're not supposed to do, when she realized the car, two cars in front of her had stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And she put the brake down, and she went sliding, knowing she was going to hit the car.
Mm-hmm.
And she said it wasn't like her life passed before, but she said she knew that it was kind of one of those slow motion moments right before the impact.
Mm-hmm.
And out of her mouth flew three cuss words. And
mm-hmm.
She said, and she was about to crash, and she remembered me telling her, the words of your mouth are important.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'd been drilling that into her.
Mm-hmm.
And so she changed it, and she screamed, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I think that's the best prayer you can pray in a split second.
Mm-hmm.
And as she screamed, Jesus, 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 she does not know how it happened.
Mm-hmm.
But the situation stopped, and she completely was out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I made the joke with her. I go, hey, I said, there's no power in horse manure.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why people call it to the God of, you know, because there's just no power in it. And, again, that's like a natural weapon, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I heard one guy tell me, well, I just have to cuss my way out of it. And I was
mm-hmm.
like, it's kind of that thing of it gives you very natural results
yeah.
to try to put on your big bluff in the natural
mm-hmm.
when the truth is you're engaged into some kind of a spiritual battle.
That's right. That's right. Spiritual warfare is very serious. And like it or not, every day all of us deal with it. So we're wise to learn how to take the weapon of God's word and to use it skillfully absolutely every day, because whether we realize it or not, we need it. We really do need it. So, well, the third chapter is entitled No More Traps. And can you share what the basic message behind that truth would be?
Yes, Pastor Parker, I can input on this because this is actually my daughter. This is her testimony.
Okay.
And when she was 14. And, you know, the enemy constantly tries to trap us.
Mm-hmm.
And many times he tries to trap us in and of ourselves and tries to convince us that we don't know who we are, that
mm-hmm.
we don't know why we're created, and that we're not going to do anything with our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And if he can trap us there, then he has he's been victorious over us. And so we've got to know who we are. We've got to look at this scripture and go, you know, the Lord says he's going to deliver us from the snare of the trapper.
Mm-hmm.
And what a wonderful promise. But just like most everything in the Word of God, it gets challenged.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And we have to raise our kids, you know, up in it. And I'm an advocate for letting your children fail. Now, there is some safety measures put into that. You know,
at a certain point.
Yes, at a certain point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but they need to learn some lessons, and they need to learn who they are and who they belong to, and that they have authority as well, because Jesus Christ is on the inside of them as well.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And the sooner they learn that, you know, just it's like the more they can grow, the faster they can grow.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just amazing. And so I want to tell a little bit of Samantha's story, because it's really a fairly innocent story
mm-hmm.
that could have gone really bad.
Okay.
Because mm-hmm. the battlefield is in our mind. And like I was saying
mm-hmm.
earlier, if the enemy can convince you that he can speak into you and tell you who you are, then you've got problems. You're already defeated. We have to listen to the Lord and read his word to know who we really are.
That's right. Hmm.
So, Samantha, just like any other, what I'd say, normal teenage kid, you know, she has a phone and likes to look at the videos and little memes and things like that on her phone. Well, of course, as a mother, I had put restrictions on data. And I would always ask the kids, you know, what are you looking at? Show me. I want to see. And we had put some safety measures in place there as well, because we know how dangerous some things on the internet can be.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not that what she was looking at was impure or evil. It was just the amount that
mm-hmm.
she started having trouble with. And so one month she had completely used the whole family's data.
Hmm.
And so I'm sure no other parent has ever had this problem. And so, of course, I go in and I turn her data off.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, that's not going to work. And here's the punishment. And we're going to talk this out and we're going to come up with a plan.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, every month, at the beginning of the month, it would automatically turn back on.
Mm-hmm.
So she texted me and she said, hey, Mom, my data's turned back on.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, sweetie, you know, thank you for telling me. And I'll get it turned back off.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was going to be a little while before I had a chance to turn that data back off. And so she had noticed that when she went to bed, the data was still on, and she had had a friend texting her. So she goes and she's texting with them and decides to go to sleep. And, you know, just kind of thought, I can't believe Mom left the data on, you know, Mom probably trusts me.
Mm-hmm.
And so about 2 o'clock late that night, she woke up and she wasn't able to get back to sleep. And of course, what does the enemy start telling her? Come on, Sam, your mom will never know.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that big of a deal. You know, just get on the internet for 10 minutes and look at memes. I mean, it'll be fun. It's okay. Well, slowly, that 10 minutes turned into an hour in 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Then she's like, oh, my goodness, my mom, she's definitely going to see that on the data plan.
Mm-hmm.
And so what most kids do at this point is exactly what Samantha did. She started really tearing herself up on the inside. Because Sam really loves the Lord, and she wants to be obedient.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's a good kid, but she started really tearing herself up about it.
Mm-hmm.
And she just really spiraled into self-pity and thinking about, you know, how dumb she had been.
Stephanie, I'm going to have to jump in here. Our time is about gone, but we're going to pick up on our next broadcast where you all continue to share about the powerful and wonderful message of Psalm 91 for teens. Our phone guests today have been Angie Shum and Stephanie Likens of Peggy Joyce Ruth Ministries, and we've been talking about Psalm 91 for teens. Real quick, the website, if someone wants to get a copy of the book, how can they get it?
That is PeggyJoyceRuth.org.
Okay, repeat that one more time.
PeggyJoyceRuth.org.
All right, thank you so much. Again, we'll look forward to having you all back on the next broadcast. Again, our guests, Angie Shum and Stephanie Likens of Peggy Joyce Ruth Ministries, thanks for listening today. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.